In Bahrain, anti-regime protesters have gathered in front of the United Nations building in the capital Manama as a UN delegation is visiting the country. The crowd carried pictures showing what they call the victims of the regime's crackdown on peaceful protesters. The UN delegation is tasked with following up Manama's response to a report by an independent commission on the rights violations in protests. The team is expected to submit a report to the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Navi Pillay. Opposition groups have called on the UN to take action to stop the regime's killing of anti-monarchy protesters. They've also urged authorities to release political prisoners, including medics, students, and clerics. Dozens of demonstrators have been killed and hundreds more arrested since the popular uprising began in mid-February. Let's find out to the views of Syed Al-Shaabi, who's a Bahraini opposition leader, joining us from London. Syed Al-Shaabi, protests continue in Bahrain despite the regime's crackdown. Now, earlier on Wednesday, thousands gathered outside the UN office in Manama to protest the brutal repression. How resolute are the people of Bahrain in pursuing their rights in the face of the growing crackdown?
Thank you very much. Of course, it is clear now that the people have no choice but to continue their protest, as there has been no reforms whatsoever, and the people have one message to the regime, that it is time for you to go, because the people have become fed up, and today they have gone to the United Nations headquarters in order to give their movement a more international appeal and to ensure that their voice is heard all over the world, that this regime is defunct and it should not remain in power anymore, neither the regime nor the Saudi occupation.
And how do you expect the revolution in Bahrain to unfold in the coming months?
I expect more protests. I expect, because if you take the past few weeks, what has been happening, it gives you an indication that the people's resolve is still there, it's very powerful, and that the regime is on retreat. It has been forced into giving some concessions, into releasing some prisoners, into abandoning some court trials, such as that of the athletes, because it's new that if they continue retrying the athletes, the king's son would not be allowed to go to compete in international competitions or to attend international athletic functions. So I think the regime is on the retreat now. And this is why the ruler, the dictator himself, was summoned to London 2 days ago in order to be reprimanded that you do something, otherwise we will be forced to abandon you. But unfortunately, both the UK and the United States are still supporting the regime and trying to find outlets for it in order to survive.
And finally, how do you see the monarchy dealing with this, the regime? I mean, if we look at the report, was that just a face-saving approach that they had in order to save themselves, since they saw how severe the uprising is in Bahrain?
I believe that when they first embarked on a fact-finding mission, although they were paying for it, financing it, and directing it, at the end, those who were involved, they saw much, much, much more than what they had expected. And now, only part of the facts has come out to the open. And they are really bogged down in a corner. They cannot march forward, because any move on their part means the collapse of the regime. Because those perpetrators of crimes are the very people who are ruling the country. The king, his sons, his uncle, all the senior figures have been not really named, but described in the report. And this description fits them very well. So at the end of the day, if they want really to put to implement the recommendations, the regime will collapse. I think it will collapse in either way. If it goes ahead and implements those recommendations, it will end in collapse. If not, then I think even their own allies will react against them.
Okay, we're going to leave it there. Thank you very much, Saeed Al-Shaabi, there from who's a Bahraini opposition leader.